Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Now, as we talk about science, listen to this piece of music and see if you recognize a certain voice. The old Thomas Dolby song, Blinded Me with Science, performed last week in our green space with John Schaefer as the voice saying she blinded me with science, as it's time for part three of our series, Science 101. As we've been telling you, only 14% of New York City's eighth graders are considered proficient in science, according to recent testing. And in fact, what this series is questions from the National Standardized Science Test, the NAEP, which our kids all over America are not very good at in this country. And so today, some scientists' questions about the weather. Edmund Mathez, curator of the Department of Earth and Planetary Sciences at the American Museum of Natural History, is with us. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Thank you for having me.
Edmund Mathez, forgive me for mispronouncing your name. Are you smarter than an eighth grader?
Not much.
All right. So we're going to do fourth grade questions, eighth grade questions, 12th grade questions. Here's a fourth grade level question, and I'm sure you're being too modest. And it's actually not that hard. It shows a picture of the Earth with a label at the top that says North Pole and a label in the middle that says Equator. And the North Pole there is a 1, then below it a 2, below that is a 3, and below that at the equator is a 4. The question asks, assuming all of these locations are at sea level, which of these places has the coldest winters? So that's pretty easy. Obviously, at the pole and away from the equator. But it brings up a basic question that many people may not actually know the answer to. Why is it that the equator is warmer and the poles are colder in the winter?
Well, that's a basic question, all right? And the reason for that is that the sun is more overhead, closer to being overhead in the equatorial regions than near the poles at the high latitudes. You know, in the poles, the sun is low in the sky. Near the equator, it's high in the sky. And that's fairly important because it means that the equatorial region receives a lot more heat than the high latitudes. And one of the results of that is that the Earth has climate.
Next question from the eighth grade test. What two gases make up most of the Earth's atmosphere? Hydrogen and oxygen, hydrogen and nitrogen, oxygen and carbon dioxide, or oxygen and nitrogen? Now, everybody's going to say oxygen and something, but which is the other one?
Well, I'm glad they're going to say oxygen. The other one is nitrogen. Nitrogen makes up about 78% of the atmosphere, oxygen about 21%. There's a little bit of argon in the atmosphere. It's about 0.9%. So those are the main constituents of the atmosphere.
When does carbon dioxide pass everything else?
Well, that won't happen, but it's even though the concentrations are very low, its importance is you know, outsized compared to its concentration.
Eighth grade question. Which layer of the Earth is divided into plates? Mantle, crust, inner core, or outer core?
Well, if you were taking that test, the correct answer would be crust. However, that's not actually the correct answer because the outer layer of the Earth, it's divided into plates, is actually the lithosphere, which is the rigid layer, the relatively cold and rigid layer, making up perhaps the outer 100 kilometers or so of the Earth. And the crust is actually embedded in that lithosphere, which also includes part of the upper mantle. So I'm sorry about that question.
All right. Well, wrapping the knuckles of the test makers.
Yeah, indeed.
Fourth grade question. Rocks and Earth on the moon are made of similar materials. What does this observation most likely suggest? Either both the moon and Earth split off from the sun. B, life must have existed on the moon at one time. The moon was probably formed from material from the Earth, or the whole solar system is made up of the same kinds of rocks. So it's C or D, but which one?
Yeah, it's C. The moon is made up of material mostly from the Earth, not completely. The idea is that the moon formed by impact of a body, say, the size of Mars, very early after the Earth itself formed. But the moon is a slightly different composition than the Earth, but not much.
So it didn't actually break off of the Earth?
No, it didn't. The moon is thought to be composed of material that, let's say, it was mostly of the impactor, but partly of the Earth.
And the whole solar system is not made up of the same kind of rocks, more or less?
No, it isn't. The inner planets are rocky planets. The outer planets are gas planets. However, it's true that, practically all objects in the solar system formed at the same time.
And finally, we'll call this one a fourth grade level question. Can you provide conclusive peer-reviewed evidence for the existence of man-made global warming?
Absolutely.
And I'm kidding. That, of course, was not on the test. Certainly not for fourth graders.
But I wish it were, though.
you want to take a stab at the 60-second executive summary version of that?
I can, actually. I mean, we know about climate change because, or we believe that climate change is caused by the burning of fossil fuels and other activity of humankind. And the reason is, first of all, it's an expectation of the basic physics, that is to say, from the greenhouse effect. Secondly, the changes in the climate system that we observe are all consistent with greenhouse gas warming. And thirdly, there aren't any competing hypotheses that explain those observations. So that's basically it in a nutshell.
All right. Well, you've settled the whole, two decades of political debate right there. Edmund Mathey, curator of the Department of Earth and Planetary Sciences at the American Museum of Natural History. What did you want to say there?
Well, I was just, you're talking about how intelligent I am, right?
Smarter than a fourth grader.
I wish I could settle that debate.
Definitely smarter than a fourth grader. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Good stuff. And listeners, remember, as we continue this series, we need you to speak up in class. Do you have any burning science questions? It can be on any type of science, astronomy, biology, physics, whatever. Send us your questions by Wednesday at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. We'll answer as many as we can as the science test question series continues. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, thanks again for listening. Thanks again for your pledges. Leonard Lopate coming up right after the latest news. This is WNYC FM and AM New York and WNYC.org.